Hello and welcome to the PMQ Live update for April 10th. I am Brian Hernandez and I am here today with a good friend, Joel Aurelio. He feels like family. He's up in Chicago. He's the owner of Aurelio's Pizza and franchisor. Aurelio's has been around for 60 years and got upwards of, I believe, like 40 locations all over the country. So, Joe, why don't you go ahead and say hello to everybody and, you know, just kind of give us the briefest history of Aurelio's, because I know it's a long history, but we want to touch on that and then what you guys are doing right now. So take it away, Joe.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian, and welcome everybody coming to the show here today. Aurelio's Pizza was founded by my father back in 1959. He was 26 years old. He came to Homewood, Illinois, which is 30 miles south of downtown Chicago, and opened up a little store. They had four tables, one oven, and himself, and started his own pizza place. He had $2,500, and that's where it all started. Over the years, he grew from seating of four tables to seat about 150 people. 30 years later, in 1977, we bought a 13,000 square foot warehouse in Homewood. And today we have the world's largest pizzeria with seating of 650 people and 13,000 square feet. So from really simple, small beginnings, we've really grown. And we now have 40 franchise locations in six states also. So it's okay. Aurelio's in a nutshell.
Aurelio's in a nutshell. Wow. I was fortunate enough to go to the one that a lot of my family went to, the one in Homewood, which is technically the second location, right?
It's the original
first location, second building.
We moved down the street, yes.
Right. And I tell you what, guys, that is a phenomenal building. I'm going to just try to show you here real quick. When you walk in, you can get lost. I can't remember how many times you're like, no, go right. But this is just the rotunda, and it's all the way around, seating all the way around as well. So
yeah, Brian, it's definitely. The building's actually almost 100 years old, the structure. And when we bought the building, it was pretty much just a cement floor and a ceiling. So my dad with an architect and my sister and some other people, they created this beautiful place that's got three levels of seating. And it's all wood and stained glass and really warm. And it's kind of timeless. And we keep it up so it always looks nice and clean. And we have five generations of customers now that keep coming back. And it's just their memory. And so we're so proud to have a family business that's lasted for over 60 years now with so many memories.
Well, yeah, and I could get in all day about some of the interesting stories. And, I mean, you could walk around for a year and see a bunch of stuff there. I highly suggest just check it out. Not only is it a great location, but they also have great food, as well as all the other Aurelio's locations. So I just wanted to ask you, being a larger franchise, you're one of the, I think, I don't know that we've spoken with anybody with a franchise right now. So I wanted to kind of see how this kind of hit home to you. What was the first adaptation you made and kind of the progression of where you're at now? Now, we'll go into depth about a lot of these things later, but just like the briefest of bullet points to kind of get us up to what you're doing right now.
Oh, well, right now with the pandemic and everybody shelter in place, you know, here we have a seating for in our restaurant for 600 people, and you watch the news and the governor says all restaurants and bars are closing. It was quite a shock and really felt helpless for a moment thinking, you know, well, how in the heck are we going to survive? And, you know, after I thought about it for a while and, you know, said, I don't know if we're going to make it, you know, a virus is going to put us out of business. I can't believe it. So I kind of slept on it. Actually, I didn't sleep on it. Couldn't sleep. And just said, you know what, we're going to fight. We're going to find a way to get through this. And I knew the first thing we had to do was win the trust of the customer, that being a 60-year-old business, that they already know that we're committed, that we have good food and good service. And the most important thing now is going to be that we have a safe, clean environment for them so they do not get sick if they try to use our facility to carry out or have the food delivered. So we listened to whatever the government was telling us on cleaning and solutions and masks and glasses. And I searched for weeks to try to find the masks. I ended up going on eBay and buying some masks on there at a crazy high price, but I have them for my employees now and the delivery men. And like I said, we're doing everything possible to be safe with our customers. As our employees walk in the back every day, they're asked if they're feeling well, if anyone in their family is feeling okay or not okay, if they've been in contact with everybody. So we're doing our part to give the safest environment for our customers and also for our employees too.
well, you mentioned that sometimes you're taking their temperatures, even if just kind of if they're not sure. You're like, well,
right,
maybe.
Right. We bought digital thermometers, and if someone says, you know, I'm not sure, we just pull it out, zap their forehead, and we know right away if they're okay. Thank God we have not had anybody with a fever or been sick yet in our restaurant, knock on wood. And but we're doing our best to keep it a safe environment for everybody. And it's throughout
our community. Do the regular pizza or thermometer guns work, like the kitchen thermometer guns work?
I would think they would, but I just went to the good old local Walgreens and bought one off the shelf to make sure it was the right one for the situation so they wouldn't have a false reading.
That's good. That's definitely good. I do want to let everybody know, oh my gosh, I was going to say, ask your comment or your questions in the comment section, but we've been talking for a minute and there are already 18. So I have a feeling it's going to be a hard time kind of keeping up. I just wanted to address some people. I know you were Robert Joseph. I swear to God, that might be one of my families, but I know tons of Bobby Josephs. But he used to go to the one in Joliet with family for years and other friends. They still have relatives that go there. Again, 60 years strong. Keith Chu, he put this question in last night. He was ready to go. He wants to know, is the one in Fort Myers closing? And I want to know, too, because, my mom and dad live down there, and we were really looking forward to going there when we can get back together. But, I mean, this kind of goes along with, do you know a lot of what's happening for each individual franchise? Are you keeping up on that?
Absolutely. It's my business to know what's going on. The Fort Myers location was open for 12 years in the Gulf Coast Town Center. I had a beautiful spot there. The two owners were Chicagoans that lived half up in Chicago and half down in Florida, snowbirds. And they grew up eating Aurelio's Pizza, and they just wanted to have it down in their area so that, you know, they could have the food they love. So after 12 years, this last year, they were talking about selling. So I've reached out to people inquiring about, you know, getting into Aurelio's. So we've offered it to them. So people were looking at it, but might not fit what people are looking for. And then when the virus and pandemic hit here, and everybody had to shut down their restaurants and try to work carry out and delivery, being that they were absentee owners, they were, you know, a little older, just kind of ran out of gas and said, Joe, you know, as much as we love Aurelio's, we don't have the stomach to just get through this and fight through it. So unfortunately, we did have to close that location. Possibly it is still available to get in and take it over again, because I know all the equipment, tables and chairs are still there. But they had to do what they had to do, and it is tough times, so I understand that. But you always hate to see your name, you know, close up like that. It's really sad.
Well, and I mean, like you said, the decision was kind of made for them at that point. Otherwise, it probably would have changed hands. So, Keith, if you're looking around a pizzeria, a good quality pizzeria.
Yep, you know, give 17 you a call. Miles. 17 miles south, we have the Aurelio's in Naples.
Okay, so there's still availability.
Oh, absolutely. It's just a few minutes drive down the road.
I'm just going to briefly touch. They want you to open one in Arizona, best pizza. Janet loves the Super 6. I did get a chance to go up and interview Joe, and we did a video making the Super 6. My editing software doesn't work as well from home, but I'm going to try to get that one up as soon as possible. Just have, Joe walks us right through it. So do this last question real quick. We'll get on with it, and then we'll some of the other stuff. But Chris, let me see here. Chris Elanius, he wants to know if you guys are shipping frozen pizzas.
Hey, Chris. Hey, thanks for the great question. We do ship pizzas every day. In fact, since this pandemic started and everybody sheltered in place, we have broken records on shippings. We ship, you know, 15, 20, 30 packages a day around the country from coast to coast. So all you'd have to do is call the Aurelio's Pizza location directly. You can't do it online. 708-798-8050. Tell them you want to ship pizzas, and within 3 days, we make them fresh, flash frozen, ship by FedEx overnight, and you'll have them on your doorstep, and you can enjoy some Aurelio's pizza.
All right. What was that number again, real quick?
It's 708-798-8050. Thank you, Chris.
All right, cool. And we'll put that one up there again, too, shortly, to let everybody know. But I did want to kind of jump back into this, and I'll get to everybody here. Thank you so much for your participation right off the bat. You got a very loyal customer base there, so that's something that's great. So you said one of the first things you did institute was free delivery. Is that something that you find a lot of people are doing, or maybe they're not doing it because they want to keep the delivery charge for the driver?
I think almost every restaurant right now is probably doing free delivery. Even the third-party deliverers, like a Grubhub type things, they're actually waiving fees. because they do know that this is survival time and we need to get the food to the customers at the best price that we can, and help them to save money because a lot of them are out of work also. So I personally went to my delivery gentleman before I even started it and said, do you guys mind if we waive the fees? They said, absolutely. We know it's a tough time out there and we're just happy to get the orders, and hopefully the tips will make up for the loss of not getting a delivery fee. So it was really nice of our delivery drivers to actually give that up.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm kind of going out of order here because you just so much I want to talk about, and I will keep putting your comments up, and if there's a great question, I'll make sure he answers it. Also, they want you to open in Houston. But you were saying that your drivers gave up the delivery fees. You had a staff of, what was it, like 150, and you had to let some people go because it's a very large inside. Your one in Homewood is very large inside dining.
Right.
What kind of benefits were you giving some of these people? Did you help fire them so they could go on unemployment, or did you work it out?
No, we didn't fire anybody.
Obviously, they would have the job back, but.
Right. I mean, as soon as the governor shut us down, you know, I had 80 people staring at me, you know, waitresses, hostesses, busboys, dishwashers, saying, what are we going to do? And it's like, I don't know. There's no manual for pandemics and restaurants that are being closed down. So we just recommended that they would file for unemployment, knowing that they can collect money, hopefully going through that avenue. And we also let them know their jobs were there for when this all cleared up, and we'd love them to come back. And my sister actually took her paycheck, and I also gave some money, and we cashed out our check, and we gave everybody an envelope with some money in it to say, hope this holds you over for, you know, a little bit, and we appreciate you, and we want you to come back. So that's basically what we did.
Okay, that's great. So again, a lot of, you know, owners are stepping up to forego their own pay just to keep the, you know, their staff fed, and, you know, just the benefits of them. That's really good to see.
Yeah, they keep the business going. You know, they're the ones touching the customer every day and making a great environment and great service and the memories. So they're very important. They're like family. So we had to take care of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did want to say, touch on a couple. You've done actually instituted a couple of programs, you know, benefit programs. One's Act for Kindness, and one is Food for Friends. Why don't you elaborate a little bit on each of those?
Well, sure. The Food for Friends actually was implemented by the Tito's company, Tito's Vodka. So we have a relationship with Tito's. The owner of Tito's is a very giving person, and he wanted to give back to all the bartenders and restaurant people that lost their jobs. So on their own website and through their own social media, they reached out saying, if you've lost your job, that you're, if you're a bartender or in a restaurant and you've lost your job, there's 5 locations around Chicagoland that you can go and get a free meal. So Tito's purchased 100 meals from 5 different locations, and we were chosen as one of those. And it was really, really appreciated to Tito's to think that, you know, we would do a great job for them and represent them. So I really want to say thank you to Tito's. So over 100 people showed up on last Monday. They had a window of between 5 and 8 p.m. They pre-ordered their food. Their food was immediately ready for them, and they just come in and grab their food and go. They were very appreciative.
Okay. I mean, it's different from some of the other programs that are out there, but people are instituting a lot of these. But you also had Act of Kindness, which I really liked as well.
That was another one I thought would be a great idea. I mean, I'm like you said, my family and I have always given back to our community. But with what our first responders are going through and our medical staff, they're warriors out there. I would not want to be in those positions. That's got to be really scary. So I came up with the Act of Kindness gift card, where you go on AureliosPizza.com, you click on the Act of Kindness gift card, you fill out the information they need, you put the amount of money you want to put on the card. It is then emailed to you. So once you get it emailed to you, and you now can do your Act of Kindness and pass it on to a friend, a family member, someone in the medical field, in the first responders, whether police or fire. And then one of the local Aurelios then can deliver that food to whoever you gave your gift card to by an email or text. So it's really simple. You can sit on your couch at home, get on your device, and really just make a difference in some people's lives. And the hospital workers that I've encountered personally, you know, a lot of them were in tears. They said, you know, it's 1 minute I got to step back and kind of forget what's going on and just enjoy a hot meal and talk to my colleagues about something else other than what's going on. And it's really a nice feel thing. And we've only had it in place for about 2 weeks, and we've just exceeded $6,000 in active kindness cards. So the people are being responsive out there. Another great thing about it is the person that buys the card feels good for doing the act of kindness. The recipients, the first responders, the medical staff get a great feeling because someone cares about them and they're doing something for them. And then Aurelio's benefits because now the franchisees across Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana, and the other states get a chance to actually sell some food and keep us all alive because we need everybody's business. We're a local family-run company, and we need our neighborhoods to know that if you want us around, you have to, you know, help us while we're helping you.
True. And I'm seeing a pattern here that everybody's just Aurelio's Pizza. It's the best. And if they're not in their area, they are asking you to open. Somebody, I guess Vin Guy just said he ordered six to be delivered to Dallas, Texas pizza party Tuesday night.
Nice.
And he says, throw in an antipasta. Why don't you? Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. I know, hey, Vin, I'd love to throw in antipasta, but we use dry ice in our shippings and your salad would be frozen. It wouldn't be very good. So.
Oh, like, well, there you go. See, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. Quality above anything else. Janet, she says she just got the sauce take home. And I swear to God, I think I left mine in Chicago with a friend. So somebody lucked out. But you guys are, you know, you sell the sauce and stuff like that, too. I mean, people buying this a lot when they come in for carryout so they can do this stuff at home.
Sure, sure. About a year ago, I launched our three new sauces. Our marinara is our original, and we've added a tomato, basil, and vodka sauce in jars. And right now, Walt's grocery stores throughout Chicagoland are carrying it. And also County Fair in Chicago on Western Avenue, they just started carrying our sauces. And Casey's up in Naperville, a really nice gentleman, a small grocery store. Is also carrying our sauces. And every jar that's sold, we are accumulating funds to donate to food banks and other great causes to donate. So every time you buy something, you know you're helping someone that needs the food out there. So this, the act of kindness, you know, I've been personally showing up at the hospitals. I don't go in the building to be safe myself. So this was at Christ Hospital, the picture you're seeing here. One of the doctors came out, and then three other doctors also were on the other side of the camera. And they brought the food up, and later they sent some pictures and a thank you. And so we fed about 40 people that day, and they just said, you know, once again, it was a moment to step back and kind of get out of the crazy moment and just enjoy some really good food.
Yeah, and you of course, you're doing pizza kits as well for people just to, you know, kids, yeah,
well,
something to take home as well.
People are sheltering in place. You know, we're all kind of getting stir crazy, and we hear moms and dads, you know, coming to pick up food, going, "Oh my God, I just need to get out of the house for a minute." So we came up with the pizza kit for kids, and it's a 6-inch pizza crust that's pre-cooked. Then we have a 4-ounce cup of sauce and a 4-ounce cup of cheese, and a coloring book that we put in there. And so now the families are buying, you know, 2, 4, 10 at a time, bringing them back home. And making pizzas with the kids, and they're cooking them, and they're having a good time, and they're enjoying some good food. And we only charge $3 for them, so they're really just to give some fun for the kids, and not really to make any money on that one. So, but we're having fun with it, and then they're posting on our Facebook pages. The kids are having fun making the pizzas, and my thing was, who's going to be the next pizza chef out there for Aurelio's? You know, post your pictures.
Right. Well, that's great because you got to seed the pot for the next generation right there.
Right.
Now, I do, guys, if I don't get your comments up there or acknowledge them, they will stay up there and make sure that Joe goes through each and every one. But we do appreciate the question or the comments and stuff like that. Ask questions as well if you guys are watching from a pizzeria about what Joe's doing. And I wanted to kind of jump back into some of the things that you're doing that are kind of unique. Now, this isn't as unique, but everybody saw it was a giant place. You lost a lot of the dining room. You're going as contactless as possible. But you're still letting people inside the building. But, I mean, how are you being safe in there as far as, like, people touching doorknobs? And what are you doing right there?
Yeah, the Homewood restaurant and a lot of our franchises were set up with a very good way to carry out food. Because of weather, because of just making it easier, we wanted to keep the people coming in. We have a door person that opens the door. He's wearing a mask and glasses, rubber gloves. He opens and closes the door for the customer. The customer comes in, I put up plexiglass over the carryout area so that it separates our staff from the customer. So once again, we're not breathing on each other. I put hand sanitizers on the walls, touchless ones. We have spacing footprints on the floor, so you're 6 feet apart. And then the gentleman and the person that guards the door, but watches the door and helps everybody in and out, make sure that we don't have more people in our carryout than we should. So it's really three people at a time. They're properly spaced, and we're giving the safest environment that we can. I personally, every morning, go out with a bucket of hot water and bleach and actually scrub the entryway to the carryout, the cement out there, just so it's got a fresh, clean smell, knowing that footprints, you know, or your feet can have germs on it too. And then spray the inside of the canopy that you see there, and then with Lysol, and then Lysol the entire inside of the carryout entrance, and wipe. Our staff continually wipes down the pop coolers, our frozen pizza freezer. We do offer frozen pizzas in our carryouts, and many of our locations offer uncooked pizzas or frozen ones. So that's another alternative. So you don't have to bring a cooked pizza home all the time. You can have one in your refrigerator or your freezer for a later date. That's just another option for our customers.
Okay. Well, now, and I know I had this before I left, and I got to find the file again, but somebody, I think it was probably the CDC, put out a great bit of information about the length of stay or the life that the virus has on certain. It's different for airborne, for metals, for plastics, for wood and stuff like that. I highly suggest everybody kind of get that, and I don't want to say commit every half-life to knowledge, but or to memory, but it's a good piece of knowledge to know what you're touching or what you have to wipe down. Like you said, you were just wiping things down every day. Doing it every day is not a bad thing at all. Some are smaller, you know, less time, but I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt to just be proactive about it. Don't time it down to the second. You know, just get out there.
No. In fact, it may be more than once a day, actually. I'm kind of a germ. I'm a germaphobe myself. So at my house, my kitchen looks like a cleaning company. I've got everything to spray and wipe. I keep on wiping off the microwave, the refrigerator handle, the stove buttons, the sink. You know, you don't realize how much stuff you touch in your house every day. And I just keep on wiping, and so far so good. And it's all about being safe and being smart.
Definitely. I like how you did mention too at one point that you had in your lobby, you have a uniquely long hallway for the pickup area or carry out. But you have like the floor plans, blueprints where you have to stand. You've got it taped off for being socially responsible and socially distant.
That's correct. Yeah, this yellow footprints, they're stickers that we put on the floor, and we space everybody out so they're safe and not breathing on each other as much as we can. And we find most of the people coming in to pick up are wearing masks, and they're trying to be safe also. Everybody's, you know, scared, but as long as you do the right thing, continue washing your hands, just be conscious that every time you touch something, you possibly could have something on your hand. So keep some hand sanitizer in your car, in your pocket, and wipe off your steering wheel, your button to start your car, and just be conscious that there could be germs anywhere, and everybody is doing the best they can, and we'll get through this. You can see in the picture there, Brian, those are baby pictures. We have over 5,000 babies on our walls. The oldest kids now are about 40 years old on the walls. We give a free baby t-shirt out to mothers when they come in with infants. And it says Life Begins at Aurelio's on the t-shirt with our logo. And because we give them the free shirt, all we do is ask at some point, just to mail us back your picture. And that's how we've gathered over 5,000 now over the years.
Some of them work for you now too, though, don't they?
Yeah. It's funny. You know, now these people come in, they're 40 years old. They have their kids, and their kids are having kids, and they're pointing to their pictures on the wall. So it really gives a feeling of family and community and generational, that we have five generations of customers that have been coming to Aurelio's over the years, and it's their birthday party, it's their anniversary, it's their, you know, retirement party. It's really the whole aspect of life from start to finish. And we're really proud that we're part of so many people's lives like that.
Well, you have a large place, and you're running out of wall space, honestly. But I did want to say, Arden Gaffney, it's a big, long post. I'm going to get rid of it off the screen in a second. But he chose Aurelio's over family. I guess his sisters, they worked at your competitors, Jane B. But he loves his sisters, but he loves Aurelio's pizza.
Yeah. Jane B's was another small place when my dad first started out in Homewood. And unfortunately, they closed maybe about 20 years ago. But they were there for years. And once again, it was just a small family business. And I really don't know what the reason for closing, whether they were just done or what, you know. Hopefully it wasn't us.
Well, there's enough of the market share to share. And pizza, we like to say there's enough piece of the pie for everybody to get a slice.
Absolutely.
But I did want to ask you something that's very unique to you. Again, I said you're one of the first franchisors that I've spoken to, and you have a relatively large empire. I think I said you can't call it an empire until after 33. I don't know. It's a random number I made up, so you're good. But right. You did something where you lowered the franchise royalties by a certain percentage to kind of help them out in this. Talk about that a little bit for others who have franchises who might be trying to figure out how to keep them going.
No, absolutely. I mean, if my franchisees aren't surviving, I'm not surviving. So everybody in this circumstance has to give a little bit. And so I lowered their franchise royalty by 1%, which could put anywhere from $100 to $400 a month in a franchisee's pocket to either pay bills or pay themselves or their employees or just make a difference. So it was something I felt compelled to do. I just think it's the right thing to do and to keep them going and happy. And so anyways, yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. So if anyone's listening out there, you might also want to reach out to your landlords, your credit card companies. I reached out to American Express for our company card. They waived all late fees. If we did not pay it, they said, we'll give you 30 days extra. And they said, if you need 30 more, we'll give you another 30. So I found reaching out to people, they're actually willing to help you. Another thing I did for the franchise company is I reached out to one of our direct mail companies and kind of had a spirited conversation with them and told them, you know, it's what everybody's doing right now. Everybody's trying to help each other to survive. And so everybody's got to give a little bit so we can all get through this and succeed later on down the road. And we were able to get a half price for our next two direct mail pieces. So I'm hoping my franchisees appreciate that. And it allows them to continue advertising and reaching out to the customers that we need to come to our facilities or get it delivered to keep us all going here.
Do you find that people are a little more amenable to that? Credit card companies, lenders, vendors? There's a little more leniency and flex at this time?
Absolutely. This is unprecedented times. I mean, none of us, I've never seen anything like this. And older people than myself have never been anything through like this either. So, yeah, from your landlords to anybody that's collecting money from you right now, is everybody's trying to give a little bit. And like I said, we're all in this together and we're all going to survive together if we help each other. So let's all just keep on helping each other and we'll get through it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I was going to touch on that in a minute, but so you lowered the franchise costs to kind of pass, I don't want to say pass the savings to your franchisees, but make sure, like you said, if you don't have them, then you don't have anything. So
That's right.
Is there anything else you think that, you know, you're doing uniquely that other franchisers can grab onto, or maybe something you're thinking about doing that's coming up? I mean, just as far as on the business side of it.
Yeah, I mean, really, Brian, I think the biggest thing right now is to keep the trust of the customers, that you're doing everything possible to give them the safest environment for their food, bringing it to their house, you know, with good delivery people, that they're handling your food properly, delivering it hot. Pizza, you know, I might be a little biased, but from everything I've heard and seen, pizza is probably one of your safer foods to order because you really don't touch the pizza. Once it's cooked in our ovens at almost 500 degrees, it doesn't get touched by a human hand again. It gets cut. They don't touch the pizza. They get slid in a box, and the box gets closed. So next thing you know, it's in your hands. So so anyways, I just think if you're out there listening, pizza is a great choice for safety. And Aurelio's Pizza Chain, and I'm sure other pizza companies are doing the best they can to give a safe meal for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did want to kind of show one other thing, too. And this was kind of leads me to my next question about, you know, balancing normalcy on social media, because this is the best way we can communicate with anybody right now, because everybody's stuck at home. So all they're doing is watching their phones. How are you balancing like a normalcy with your social media versus information? I mean, are you doing 50-50 with information versus and deals versus just trying to post up normal stuff so people feel normal? Because we've all lost that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is like a war. Every day is a battle. You try to figure out how you're going to survive the next day. So it's not business as usual like it was, you know, a month ago. It's literally every day you're, okay, what can we do today to continue to, you know, earn the trust of our customer and somehow to build sales? And by being a, you know, a giving company and, you know, the Act of Kindness gift card, I think people recognize that we're not just takers, but we're givers, and we're trying to do the best we can to help others and get through this crazy time. Right. Social media, you know, I got my little studio. This is my studio. I put my iPhone here on a tripod, and I push the button myself, and I talk to myself and post on our Facebook page, and it's actually kind of fun. You know, at first I was scared stiff, and I was like, oh, God, this is going to be horrible. But I get my message across. I let everybody know how I feel, and it's just a great way to communicate one-on-one with our customer base, and they know that it's not scripted. It's just me talking to you. Yep. So it's honesty. Yep.
Yeah, and when I did get out there to interview you for Chef's Corner, and again, all this happened, so I wasn't able to get that edited and written, but I'm glad that I can talk with you now. And I do remember that it was a very unique spot, because those are the facades of, like, the original ovens. Those aren't working ovens. They're just hung on the wall, more or less, right?
Yeah, that's correct. These are a couple of our old ovens. I had a metal company cut the ovens in half and mount them on plywood and then put them on the wall here. So when people do visit the Aurelio's Pizza here in Homewood, it's our photo wall where people come up, put their hand on the oven, you know, on the handle there. You have the logo up above so they can show they were at the Aurelio's Pizza in Homewood, and they're by the old oven, one of them.
Well, and it's kind of sad right now that people can't come there, touch it, put their hands on the piece of history. But just don't worry, guys. We'll get through it, and eventually we'll be back to, you know, touching those ovens all day long. I did want to show this just because, and I did want to preface this, that this is not a current video. This is something that was videoed a while ago, but you kind of put it up for normalcy, and it's just really impressive. It's one of my favorites, but you know, he's not wearing gloves or anything like that, because this is not didn't happen recently. So
right, he's actually not even making the dough right now. It was already made. He's just pushing the button to drop it. And so this is in our Homewood location. The mixer's from the 1940s. My dad found it in an old Joliet bakery that was going out of business when we first moved into our Homewood location. And being that we're more than a pizza place, we're like a pizza factory, just about, with 650 seats. We make 2,200 pounds of dough 3 days a week. Those were stainless steel troughs that you saw there. So we do make a lot of dough balls and a lot of pizzas. Unfortunately, we're about half where we were before the pandemic hit, and we were, you know, closed down our dining area. But we're still plugging away. We're doing everything safely as we can. On quality and quantity. So just know, any Aurelio's you go to, we're giving you the best that we can at this time. And we appreciate every customer that comes, and we're humbled about everybody just, you know, supporting Aurelio's over the 60 plus years. And we're just glad to be here for everybody.
Well, and I did want to acknowledge Michael Wolf, one of US Pizza team members. He's saying hi from California. We have to do that. It's in our contract. But Mike Doniker actually jumped in too, and he's been a lot of help with me. He's one of the guys I interviewed early on, and I've been talking with him almost daily, at least if not on phone through this. But he says 80-20 rule. And Mike, I know you're listening, so go ahead and expand on 80-20. What? Normalcy versus info, or vice versa? He also said, followed that up and said that they just launched a 50 location place this week. That was the first change. More real life posts than promote here and there. So I assume that kind of, it was more real life posts versus the and promote here and there versus you know, some of the situation oriented videos. I don't even like using the other word, but
right.
All right. And you know, I'm sure he'll explain a little bit more a little bit later. But Mo Matt says, please deliver to Cobb Parkway. More locations, please. Gail Triveline says they need more Aurelio's up in Gurnee, Illinois. So I mean, there's demand for it right now. So, but I really like some of the things that you've been doing. Now, some of these things like acts of kindness and Food Friends, are you making some changes now that you think you're gonna keep after everything goes back to normal? You're like, I kind of like how that's working. It's working great for now, but I think it could work in real time as well.
No, I think so too. The act of kindness card is something that we would definitely consider keeping going indefinitely. Because I really think, you know, everybody, there's no better way to make someone happy. Food makes everybody happy, and especially pizza. And a lot of people have grown up with our product, and it's the pizza that they think about. There's other great pizza companies across the country that's their neighborhood, you know, pizza place that people go to. And you compare, you know, what you remember is growing up as your neighborhood place. And Aurelio's, thank goodness, for 60 plus years with over 40 locations now, is that corner pizza place that people compare as they travel the country. Hopefully they don't find anything better than us. But, so we get people that ship them and just go out of their way to come back and enjoy Aurelio's.
Well, there's nothing you can say about the place you remember. And this is all I'm seeing here. It's not to mention the list of places right here. So you might have a good list of people that they probably just want it, but maybe some of them want to open their own. I'm just saying, let me see, Munster, Denver, Algonquin, Missouri. So, yeah, you mind this and see if you got some more locations coming up. If there's super serious people out there, Kathy Reagan in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, I'm in Oxford. I agree with you, Kathy Reagan. We need one down here, Joe. I won't buy it, but I'll get an investor and I'll run it. But, I did want to show just a couple more pictures of some of the – I mean, you've got a lot of good food stuff. And,
the picture – hey, Brian, the picture, that's our spinach calabrese. A lot of places would call it a calzone, but our family heritage is from Calabria. And this is this is something that my great-great-grandparents would make back in Italy, but it did not have the sauce in it or the cheese in it. It was just spinach and spices and pie dough. And they would actually serve it cold on the counter. They would make it, cool it, cut it, and just leave it on the counter, and you'd walk by and have a spinach pie. So to Americanize it, Americans need cheese and sauce. So back in the early 80s, we... spinach was not even thought of as a topping for pizzas until, the last 10 years or so, 15 years. So we were a little ahead of the curve by introducing our spinach calabrese, and it's actually one of our more popular pizzas that we serve here.
Wow. I like the whole aspect, the cold aspect, kind of go through. Got some of those pint glasses, and you guys do a lot of, a lot of drinks as well, but some just really great cheese pulls, some really great food. All right, I'm done with the commercial, Joe. You're going to have to pay for the next picture. I'm sorry. Well, is there anything up?
The last picture you're showing, if you noticed, our pizzas are served on stainless steel racks. What that does, my dad came up with that back in the 60s, and now we have actually bought the machinery or paid for it, the tool and die, to make these racks for the Aurelio's pizza chain, and it lifts the pizza off the pan, which allows air to circulate under it, and it keeps the crust nice and crispy. And it doesn't get soggy because of the drippings from your toppings. So it's something my dad was very innovative in the pizza business. We also have a machine that we call it the Monster. It's a fresh sausage pizza dispenser. And it's a stainless steel machine that holds 50 pounds of our fresh homemade Italian sausage, which we make for the entire chain. And you fill the machine up, you push a button, there's a blade that goes back and forth while it compresses the meat through, and it drops off fresh little balls of fresh sausage onto the sauce dough. So it allows our pizza makers not to have to do everything by hand. The machine does it a little faster. The balls are the same size. So you have consistency for the cooking of it also. And I think it's something that really sets Aurelio's apart when, you have consistency from store to store to store. Our meat's fresh. It's never frozen, no fillers, no preservatives. So it's something that we're very proud of. I'll make our own sausage for all of our own stores, and it's always the highest quality.
I saw it, and that was the one picture I was looking for last night and got pulled away and forgot to pull up, but it's just like a big extruder that slices it for you, and it's with the volume you guys do, not to mention the wall of ovens you have at the home location, it's pretty insane.
Yeah, 72 feet of ovens.
Was it 70? I was guessing around. I think it had 50, 60 feet.
Yeah.
So my cousin, Tom Grilling, hello. Tom Pimplemoose, I think. Can't remember. That used to be your name on Facebook. But he's he's Bobby Grilly's son. Doreen's his aunt. But, they love Aurelio's too. Chris Elanius again asks, send David Portnoy. I don't want to say El Presidente. He's kind of a jerk sometimes, but he's not wrong. Of Barstool Sports. He'll, he's got a following. He does the one bite rule, but he usually takes more. So
I sent Dave a pizza on Monday.
You are, or you did?
I already did.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, yeah, Chris, great minds think alike.
I mailed out a frozen medium cheese pizza and wrote him a nice little note. And hopefully he's going to eat it, because with the pandemic in New York having a little hard time up that way, I just hope he gets there. But it was in proper packaging and dry ice. And so we'll see if it's up on there.
Maybe Chris works for him, because that was exactly what he told you to do. But and also, I guess Dave's opening up a new pizzeria up in New York with the help of one of the greats, Nino Coniglio, up there of Williamsburg Pizza.
Nice.
Nino's, you know, he's got some great talent. He's out there helping everybody in the industry that, you know, is asking for his help. So it's nice to see Dave go from one side to the other side, and then maybe someday we'll go there and rip his pizza apart. But
yeah.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I like the honesty. I do. You don't have to like every single pizza. You know, it's very subjective.
I was a little nervous shipping him the pizza, going, no, what's he going to say about us? You know, but I have faith in our product. I think I put on the note, you got to cut it in squares, not triangles, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I was wanting to say, I think it was, Gloria, what else says they always have pizza shipped for Christmas, so... you know, you're still feeding people, and when they leave, they can't get you guys out of their heads. So as far as that, I wanted to talk with the, it was Mike Doniker's follow-up. He says, as far as the, Facebook posts, you know, right now you want to get personal with your posts. Like Joe was saying, people love seeing the behind the scenes, real life happenings. Biggest issues brands make is a push offers and sell on stop. Joe's picture wall is a perfect example of this.
Hey, so thank you, Mike.
So appreciate that's that. Yeah, he's doing great, and I, you know, it's good to have affirmation that you're doing the right. Some of the shipping prices is a little high, Nelson Mann says, but I mean, I don't know that Joe yep. does that. We sell Brodos, and the shipping price is insane for anything in a pizza box shape. I know this for a fact.
So right, and if you've had our pizza before, even though it's a thin crust pizza, it's a heavier pizza than your average thin crust out there. So if you order, you know, 2, 3, 4, we can ship up to 8 at one time in a box. The box could weigh over 50 pounds when it's done, because you have to put dry ice. You have the box and the pizzas. Well, maybe not 50 pounds, 40 pounds. But anyways, it's overnight FedEx. And, you know, if you just ship a letter overnight, the letter could cost you $20. So you get a picture of a box that's, you know, 2 feet tall, 2 feet wide, and weighs 40 pounds. It's going to cost some money. So,
and I have no doubt you
can do the FedEx shipping.
Yeah. I have no doubt you get the best shipping you can, but you also want the quality there. And Chris Elanius actually did just follow up. He's vulgar but funny and delivers honest reviews. And that's what I do like. It's honest. And it's if I don't agree with it, that's fine. If that's what he thinks, that's good. He's a fan, but he doesn't work for him. But he wants to. So, Dave, if you're watching, I hope you're watching. We'd love to even get you on here one time. But Chris wants a job. Needs a job or wants a job? One or the other. You know, I just wanted to say, is there one just final affirmation, something to make people feel positive, or something that final note that you want to give the industry and customers and stuff like that?
Well, the first thing I'd say is don't watch the news all day long, because that'll just depress the heck out of you. I watch maybe for 20 minutes just to get you know what's going on from the last night. Stay positive, give back to your community, be kind to each other. And support your local businesses, no matter what business it is, because really the restaurants are life and blood for jobs, for just the culture and what people bring to your neighborhood. And so there's small guys and there's big guys, but we're all in this together and we all need to survive. And I think in another, hopefully 30 days, we'll kind of look back at this and go, it was horrible, we got through it, but you know what, we made it. And all because of our customer base and everybody sticking together and doing nice things. So I think that's my message.
It is. And it was a great time up there. You guys, it was like interviewing family. It really was. So yeah, I know you make every single customer kind of feel like their family, hence the wall of babies. So I'm trying to get back to the two things. There we go. My mouse was freezing up a little bit, but Joe, thank you so much for your time today, guys. And everybody for all the comments. I see Chris is down there. He said he's furloughed, but he's at the end of May. He's hoping to return to normalcy. Everybody, that's a good thing right there. Stay positive, stay optimistic. It's going to end and we're going to get to that place. But in the meantime, just, you know, love your neighbors, support local, you know, even support chains, because they still have employees that they're trying to feed. They don't need as much help as the independents, but their employees might. So I'm not pushing one way or the other.
Thank you, Brian.
Joe, thanks again for so much of your time. And it was a great audience. one of the best ones we've done so far. So appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next time on the next PMQ Live update. I'm going to be talking with RC Gallegos tomorrow, US pizza team member of RC's NYC Pizza and Pasta in the Woodlands, Texas, kind of the Houston area. So he's going to be talking about how everybody's having to incorporate third parties, but what you need to do to make stay safe while using third parties and things like that, maybe some of the pitfalls that come along with it. So tune in for that, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sunday I'm taking off. It's Easter. I've been doing one of these every day since the 25th, and I'm not sad about it, but I need a break. My head's going to explode. But Monday we're coming back. It's going to be 3 p.m. Central Standard Time with Chef Donatella Arpaia of Prova Pizza Bar in New York. And it's going to be you know, just with the time zone, we have to get in there. But she's going to talk about, you know, what it's like being in one of the epicenters. So didn't want you guys to tune in for that. And we'll have, you know, hopefully have one every day and eventually start taking weekends off. So everybody stay safe, stay sane, and, you know, eat some pizza. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, thank you, Brian. And thanks to all the medical staff and our first responders. We love you guys.
I do want to say something, though. You got something kind of coming up here shortly. I can't say what it is, but do you want – you want to kind of tell people to keep an eye out for something?
There's something coming up between now and May 15th that we're going to have a celebrity lineup, and it's going to be for Aurelio's Pizza, where you can tune in on Facebook like this, and you'll be entertained while you're sitting at home, hopefully enjoying some Aurelio's Pizza. So we will be advertising it through our Facebook page and through the media, and we're putting it together as we speak, and I think you'll find it pretty interesting and fun. So hopefully we'll see you then. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned to Aurelio's Pizza for all the fun in the pizza world. You guys have a great day. Stay safe. Bye.
All right. Stay well. Stay safe.